If you would like to go to Six Flags Magic Mountain, you know a guy named Gary Moore, hit him up. He just won a 4-pack of tickets for Six Flags Magic Mountain. Your chance to win coming up on K-Rock. It is world-famous K-Rock, 106.7 KROQ. It's Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. What's up, party people? On the show today, we have a fantastic car chase to tell you about. We have What's Up with Florida, a guy who was suspected of DUI dragging a cop along with him as he tries to escape. We have People Are Dumb on the show today for the 420 Catch of the Day. That's our new music feature where we try to find songs that maybe you haven't heard of yet and introduce you to them. In the 5 o'clock hour, What's Your Story? We got more tickets for Six Flags Magic Mountain. And in yesterday's What's Your Story, Megan Holliday joins me for that at 4:30 every day. We were talking about a kid in Arkansas who practiced football for an hour with a snake inside his helmet. So our topic yesterday was you were sharing a space with a wild animal. Not just you came in contact, but you were sharing a space. And we got an unbelievably sweet call.
So when I was in my 20s, unfortunately, I was in a dark place and I was using.
Yep.
So there were some nights where I had to spend the nights in my cars.
Yep.
Yeah.
And what the weirdest thing was that I woke up to a squirrel cuddling up next to my arm, an injured squirrel. He was all scratched up.
So the squirrel was curling up in your arms.
And what kind of hits me home with this story, I guess, is that the squirrel ended up being like my close friend, like the closest thing to I had with a friend.
Right.
And I never had kids at the time. So when I try to do my best to nurse it back to, you know, health.
Right.
And later on, once I cared for a couple years, so he was my buddy.
Right.
Unfortunately, he had passed away recently, but after taking care of him, that made me kind of wake up and just kind of sober up in my life. And I'm now 3 years sober.
Yeah.
And have a job. And
congratulations. And what a sweet story this is.
I tell my kids everything about it now and all that, but I just wish they would have met him.
Oh my God. Wow. What was his name? You had to have given him a name.
Chippy.
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 Oh,
R.I.P.
Yes.
Hey, Rock, hello.
Hey, what's up, Kevin?
What's happening?
Winning.
You're drunk.
Another westbound turn here, finding another gas station. He must be low on gas. Driver stepping out of the vehicle.
What a crazy car chase where a guy stopped for gasoline. This is the second time in 2 months, and this one has a surprise ending. I'll tell you about it next on K-Rock. It's Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. Look, I know people get hurt in car chases, and there are real problems that come with it, but I love me a car chase. I love them. I couldn't be happier to watch a car chase because you don't know what's going to happen. And I rate car chases on a scale of 10 of watchability. So how good is the car chase for me, the viewer? That's what matters.
Another westbound turn here, finding another gas station. He must be low on gas. Driver stepping out of the vehicle.
Now the helicopter pilot's trying to figure out, does he ditch the car right there and take off running? Or does he actually get gas?
And he's going to drop it right here. He's going to get gas.
Yes, it is.
This driver nervously getting gas after feeling some degree of relief here, although you can tell he's still very animated. He's got his shirt covering his face.
At this point, I thought, who are you hiding from, your shirt over your face? Like, you're going to get caught, so why are you hiding your face while you're filling up with gas? Literally pulling his shirt up over his eyes, and he's got a baseball hat on.
Clearly aware of the helicopters, but...
So the guy gets back in his car and starts driving again to get away from the cops, who have pulled back 3 or 4 blocks.
Wild, wild scene here as he just drops the pump and continues on after a quick splash of gas. Now back on the run here, but there's nobody behind him as he continues to drive like a maniac through here.
So the guy pulls back on Long Beach Boulevard and sees that he's still being followed by the CHP.
And now getting back onto Long Beach Boulevard, there's CHP now just about one block behind him with lights and sirens.
Now he drives under an overpass for the freeway.
I'm at the other side of this overpass,
or
he could pull the classic move.
The classic move is going under an overpass and then abandoning the car and running while the helicopter can't see you.
There he is. He's coming out the other side. No, that's not him. He is now underneath. He's out.
He bailed.
He's out. He pulled it.
He pulled it. He jumped out and left his car.
He bailed under the freeway, and the vehicle is rolling, and that suspect is on foot right behind them. You have to presume that he is now hiding underneath the 10 freeway.
You know what he wasn't doing? Hiding under the 10 freeway. He got away. Bro got away with this car chase. Seconds after filling up on gas. Well done. 10 out of 10. No, no. K-Rock, hello. Who's this?
Maria.
Maria, you got a 4-pack of tickets to Magic Mountain.
Yay. Thank you.
Well done. You're also in the drawing for a pair of 2027 gold passes. So you can go as many times as you want next year.
Oh, my God. Crossing my fingers. Hopefully I'm the winner.
That is Tame Impala on the world-famous K-Rock, and the song is called Loser. It's Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. We have more chances for you to win a 4-pack of tickets to Six Flags Magic Mountain, and the winner will also get one lucky winner will also get a pair of 2027 gold passes, so you can go as many times as you want to go next year. Let's do Florida, shall we?
From the Gators out in Tampa to the weirdos in Dade County, wise a man on bath salts wrestling a tree. He proposed to an alligator, then he stole a pink Corolla. What the? It's Kevin Ryder's What's Up with Florida.
New body camera video shows the intense moments between a Eustis police officer and this man, 28-year-old Chikoy Donovan, all during a traffic stop early Saturday morning.
So Florida man is swerving and gets pulled over by the police.
Eustis police say that they had pulled Donovan over for swerving. And during that traffic stop, he claimed that he had an oil leak and that his car was smoking.
So that was his excuse. He had an oil leak and his car was smoking, so he couldn't see, and that's why he was swerving. Did they buy it?
Now, after repeated requests from police officers to turn off his car and to get out of his car.
So, no, they didn't buy it.
He refused. Then this happened.
All right, so what happened is there's a police officer who's kind of holding on to the door, or is he stuck in the door? I can't see exactly how he's connected to the car, but he is connected to the car. And when the guy floors it to get away, the cop is still on the side of his car, slash dragging 300 feet.
Police say that officer was dragged about 300 feet before falling out of the vehicle.
So remember, that guy was only pulled over for swerving. There was no other charges involved, and he got away for a minute.
Donovan got away and was on the run for about 14 hours before he eventually turned himself in.
All right, so the charges were swerving, and now the charges are...
He is now facing a long list of charges, including attempted murder of a law enforcement officer.
What the hell is wrong with you? That's not right.
I was trying to rank my top Foo Fighter songs in order in the top five. I can't do it. But this one, The Pretender, top three. Easy. It's K-Rock. We want to send you to Six Flags Magic Mountain. Keep listening for your chance to win. It's coming up in less than a half hour on the world-famous K-Rock. It is world-famous K-Rock. It's Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. I do a podcast with Sluggo and with Kat Corbett, who was here at K-Rock for a long time, called Three-Fourths Human. It's the three of us and our foe, ChatGPT, in his speaking version. We have a feature called This Day in K-Rock History. And since I started on K-Rock in 1990, Rodney was on in the middle of the night, so Sluggo and Kat hadn't really heard much of him. So I took this advantage to try and school them.
You have another This Day in K-Rock History, young Kevin?
I do. Yes, I do.
106.7 K-Rock, K-R-O-Q. That's brand new from The Verb, all the original members.
Verb.
The Verb doing Love is the Noise.
The Verb, first of all, yes.
That was really good, too. I like that.
More?
106.7 K-Rock, K-R-O-Q. You're listening to Rodney on the Rock right here. That was always been my very favorite Blondie song. In the Sun from Blondie off the very first Blondie album. And to this day, Blondie never does that song. Here's a new song from the Polyphonic Spree. They have a new album out from Polyphonic Spree. The Polyphonic Spree.
Polyphonic?
Sure.
The Polyphonic.
More?
It's not Nancy Sinatra on that cut. But it was called Hey Cowboy from Lee Hazelwood. As you know, he passed away. And we send our regrets to him and his family. And hope, you know, everyone survives and gets by with it.
He said he has regrets, and he also hopes that everybody gets by with it.
He was a great songwriter and singer.
All right, so here's my moment in history. It's 1989, and we're auditioning for K-Rock. Andy Schoen has flown us from Phoenix to Los Angeles. He picks us up in his car and turns on the radio station. And we hear this dude. And it's maybe 1 second. And Bean goes, well, that's your problem right there. Because, like, who talks like that on the radio? This was on K-Rock for how many years? 25, 30?
30, yeah, something like that.
How? How is that possible?
Wouldn't you call that a success?
Rodney, would you call that a success?
I don't even know what that is.
Right. Agreed. Well, Kat brought it up, so.
I think that was our first ever Rutger proper drop.
Genius.
What about this, Kat? You like this?
Giddy up.
Do you have any of the ones you slowed down? Because I know you were required to not play it. And then,
well, I do have Giddy Up Fast.
Giddy Up.
So we were told to stop playing Rodney clips. And we were like, by the way, he's on your radio station.
Yes.
What are you telling us to stop playing him for?
Yes.
You put him on and you let him say whatever he wants to say.
I would have loved to have find the people who, you know, had sent in air checks and were denied being on air and were like,
yes.
Are you kidding me right now?
Well, of course, the question would be, did you bring on the Go-Go's and a million other bands? You know,
true, but, you know, at some point, that's like, you know.
Yeah, I could have maybe if you give me a chance.
Yes, when you have that kind of time on this kind of radio station.
Right.
I think anyone discovers bands just because that's the way it was.
Giddy up.
And then we sped that up.
Giddy up.
To say hello to all the fans in Australia who are streaming online right now, either Sydney or Melbourne and different cities around Australia.
Melbourne! What? WTF,
Melbourne.
K-Rock, what were we doing? The verb polyphonic spree and Melbourne.
And by the way, this is not exceptional, Rodney. This is average, Rodney.
Yes. That's
he said
true.
This kind of thing all the time.
Yes, sir.
He was one of the most unique.
Call me fabulous.
Fabulous people that has ever worked at K-Rock. Do you have any questions, Rodney?
What happened to Amy Winehouse?
Long story. All right. So Three-Fourths Human is the name of the podcast. You go to patreon.com to get the video commercial free. And we do a lot of stuff on the behind the scenes of K-Rock from the 80s, 90s, 2000s and on. We have tickets for Six Flags Magic Mountain, and we're going to give them to you in less than 10 minutes right here on K-Rock. K-Rock, hello. Who's this?
Hi, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica, you're our caller 20. You
Woo-hoo!
Win.
I've been calling the whole week.
Yes.
Thank you for sticking with it. You got a 4-pack of tickets to Six Flags Magic Mountain, and you're in the drawing for a pair of 2027 gold passes. So you can go as many times as you want.
Perfect. Fingers crossed I get them.
Four. But Megan Holiday, what did you do last night?
Oh, my God. I went to the Nimrods premiere. So this is the new coming-of-age Green Day comedy that I've been talking about for months. Mm-hmm. And it was such a good movie. It's funny, it's silly, it's heartfelt, and I just kind of feel like we need this kind of vibe right now in the world. And it was crazy. Like, I walked in and there was the red carpet, and the first person I saw was John Stamos.
Really?
And that's when I knew. I was like, oh, this is going to be an incredible night. So we watched the movie, and, you know, a lot of, you know, Angela Kinsey and Jenna Fischer from The Office, they're also in this movie along with Fred Armisen. So they were all there. And then Brian Baumgartner from The Office was also there.
How fun.
So I got a little Office reunion pick. And then so after the movie, we
Did
all
I
go
see
downstairs.
You at an after party?
Yes, I was at this after party. And then we see a stage and I'm like, oh, my God. I think they're going to play. Green Day played a set for about an hour.
Wow.
And they played all old stuff. We've got tons of clips and stuff on the K-Rock socials. But it was just a magical night. So everybody's got to go see Nimrods. It's coming out in theaters tomorrow.
I love it. Megan Holiday is here. Megan Holiday is here now with Three Things at Four.
K-R-L-K.
K-Rock's 420.
Catch of the day.
A monster catch of the day.
All right, this is not necessarily a new song, but it has a resurgence now. Wolf Like Me by TV on the Radio plays during the opening montage of Spider-Man, Brand New Day. Sort of the montage that covers what Peter and Spider-Man has been up to for the four-year jump. The director explained the song choice directly ties into the movie's theme of rebirth. Wolf Like Me is about a barely contained primal passion that feeds, needs to be unleashed. It's about giving into your baser instincts. Wolf Like Me, TV on the Radio, 420 catch of the day. Not exactly new, Wolf Like Me, it's TV on the Radio, but it's in the beginning of the movie Spider-Man Brand New Day. And I'm sure your friends have told you how great that is, but I would like to echo that. It is a great movie you should see. Kevin Ryder, Megan Holliday, who went to see Nimrod last night.
Yes!
The Green Day movie.
Oh my God, I loved it. It's so much fun. It's coming out in theaters tomorrow, so you have to go and see it. And there is this scene in the movie where the guys in the band, you know, they're on this road trip and they're going, they think they're open up for Green Day, whatever. So they stop in this city at this party where the Paradox are actually playing.
Nice.
And one of the guys is in the van and he takes mushrooms by himself.
Okay.
Like a lot, like a big handful.
Okay.
And just eats it, you know? and then he starts walking around and it's like crazy vibe,
of course, crazy party,
you know
yeah.
what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And just starts kind of losing it and then wanders off alone. And, you know, it just got me to thinking back on some of my own wild mushroom mishap times.
Sure. So here's the topic. The topic for What's Your Story is mushrooms at the wrong time.
Yes.
You took them at the wrong time. They hit you at the wrong time. However it worked out, mushrooms at the wrong time. Did that happen to you?
Yeah. I mean, I took them one night when it was like on a school night and it was my first time taking them. I took a whole eighth. I
wow.
was at a friend of mine's, his parents were out of town, and I decided it'd be a good idea to call my dad and called my dad, who then had to come and pick me up and was just scared to death and he didn't know what to do. So he took me to the hospital.
Oh no.
And I was tripping out in this hospital and he was so mad at me. So that was definitely mushrooms at the wrong time.
Yeah.
I was supposed to go to school the next day. So I would say that was pretty bad.
800-520-1067 is the phone number for your calls and or texts. We have had texts win.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Before. So for the best call or text,
we got a 4-pack of Six Flags Magic Mountain tickets for you, and you'll be in the running for a pair of 2027 gold passes.
All right, mushrooms at the wrong time. 800-520-1067. You did mushrooms at the wrong time.
949 says, so this just happened to me recently. Mind you, I am 48 years old. I was at a friend's house, and she had a chocolate bar that had mushrooms in it. I guess you would call it microdosing. She broke me off a chunk and said to nibble a little at a time. I got home, I smoked some pot and decided to eat all of the chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
Before I knew it, I was shrooming so hard, I thought I was frying and that it was acid and that my friends had tricked me. I ended up hiding in my bed for 8 hours and ignored all calls, especially the one from my 26-year-old daughter who I was supposed to hang out with. Okay, this is epic.
I love it. Well done. It is What's Your Story on K-Rock. We're talking about mushrooms at the wrong time.
562 said, took a heavy dose of shrooms at home with maybe four friends. My sister calls me in an absolute panic around 3 a.m. She totaled her car and wanted to hide the car at my house immediately. I started to panic and tried waking up one of my friends to move their truck to make room for the car. He wouldn't wake up, so I grabbed the keys. I attempted to move the truck, but ended up getting it stuck in the bushes instead. The friend had to come out anyway to get the truck unstuck and move it successfully. End result, the truck wasn't even in the way in the first place. They slammed the wrecked car into my driveway and pushed it, making this insanely loud scraping noise. All the neighbors came out to watch the chaos. Then we retreated. That is the type of story I'm talking about.
That is not a good night. We're doing What's Your Story, and the topic is mushrooms at the wrong time. You have a story like that?
So I had got suspended for having mushrooms at school and sent home early. My grandfather was supposed to come punish me, but he had his buddies in town to go snorkeling, and he took me alongside. I was already tripping.
So you went snorkeling with your grandpa and his friends?
I went in the water for like 4 seconds and then cried.
Oh my God. See, that's one of those things where it could have been the most incredible experience of your life, or it was just a nope. not doing that.
This was a nope.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, if I knew it was coming, I would have really enjoyed it. I'd like to go to the aquarium myself on some shrooms, but, you know, not while they're in the water.
Yes, 100%.
That makes sense. K-Rock, hello.
Took mushrooms at the wrong time.
You? Mm-hmm. Let's hear it.
All right, so this was my first time taking them, too, and I was, like, 19 and was supposed to take them with some friends, but I didn't want to wait for them. So I took them, and then what was a kickback turned into a very large party that my friends never even showed up to.
Okay.
So mushrooms, a lot of them, by myself at a party where I don't really know anybody.
Wow.
Yeah, that's not good.
Did you hide in a bathroom or in a bedroom someplace?
And I didn't know how much to take, so I just took a whole eighth.
Yes.
Yep.
Yep, that's what I did.
And if you don't know, always take the max. I think doctors suggest that.
You can always take more, but you can't take less, you know?
Right. K-Rock, hello.
You remember the Further Festival?
Further? I don't think so. What is it?
After Jerry Garcia died, the Grateful Dead kept doing shows, and it'd be called the Further Festival.
Yes.
Okay.
And so, yeah, of course, that's a perfectly logical place to have mushrooms.
Of course.
My friends and I went to Further Festival. Some of the shrooms that one the driver got super hammered. And on the way home, turns out we were driving 40 miles an hour on the freeway. And my friend was getting a DUI.
Oh, no.
What, you slept through the whole thing?
I woke up as the lights were getting pulled over. So they're going to either tow the car or one of us has to drive it. And the cop has me standing outside and he's giving me a sobriety test. And he chastises me for letting this super drunk guy. Why would you let him drive this car?
Right.
And I'm staring at him like, I don't know, officer, it's my mistake. I was tired. And I'm not going to discuss the purple dragon sitting on your shoulder right now because of mushrooms. The cop then proceeds to teach me how to drive a VW bus and I take it home.
What?
Oh, my God.
It is K-Rock. What's your story? Mushrooms at the wrong time is the topic.
951 said, I was in high school and a bunch of friends decided to take an eighth of mushrooms each. And I forgot I had a date with my girlfriend to watch Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. Ended up watching it at the movies with her, and she didn't know I was on it. I felt like I was in the movie. I was laughing and sweating at the same time, trying to hide it from my lady. Oh, my God.
Wow.
That would be the trippiest.
That's the wrong movie.
That is definitely the wrong movie.
Do mushrooms. Hey, it turns out, as we line people up to talk to, that people on mushrooms are bad storytellers.
Yeah, it's been difficult.
All right, what do you got?
Okay.
A text.
All right, we did get a good text. 714 said, so me and my wife ate mushrooms and went to go see Phantom of the Opera at the Pandagus Amphitheaters. I thought it would look really cool, but it ended up just turning into a really bad trip, and we had to leave early. Yep, that checks out.
I regret we brought this topic up. That's on me.
I think it's kind of on me. It was my idea.
I chose it. All right. It's your idea. I'm fine with that. People that took mushrooms at the wrong time is the topic. And you have a story like that?
Hey, I got a mushroom story for you.
Mushrooms at the wrong time.
It's 4th of July. I ate a handful of mushrooms. An hour later, we're lighting the fireworks. And I get a call that my grandpa died and I have to go home because all my extended family's there.
Oh, no.
Oh, God. So yeah. What'd you do?
I rode my bike a mile up the road and went to my house and tried to play it off, but I was tripping balls.
Did anyone understand where you were?
My brothers totally knew. My dad had an idea. My mom asked me what I was on, and I just kept crying and telling my grandma, I'm really sorry.
Oh, my God.
They're like, leave grandma alone. K-Rock, hello.
Hello.
Mushrooms, wrong time.
Hello?
Yeah, we're here. Go ahead.
How's it going, man?
Good, thank you.
So one time, we were getting ready to go for a trip to the beach.
Are you high right this second?
I'm probably high pretty much 95% of the time.
Okay.
Yeah, I could tell.
It shows. Yeah. But go ahead. Go ahead.
So anyways, we were planning on going to the beach. And
do you think he'd notice if we put him on hold?
Probably not.
And then just went back. I can't listen to his story. It's like I'm in quicksand.
It's a lot, yeah.
All right, let's go back and see.
We weren't going to the damn beach. We're going to a bridal shower.
Put him on hold again. Are you following this?
Yeah.
He's going to the beach. Thought he was going to the beach.
Yes, but it's really a bridal shower.
Okay.
And he's on mushrooms. That far we've gotten.
Oh, he's on mushrooms.
Yeah.
All right, let's go back.
Shower near the beach.
Okay.
Didn't want to let us know because we didn't really care for her friend.
How does this end?
So kind of dragged us into it.
All right, I have to put it on hold. I can't.
Dude, this is brutal.
Let's think of something to do while we're waiting.
Oh, this is way better.
While we're waiting for something new to do. Let's try to think up a song while we're waiting.
Take it, Mr. Rogers.
That's liberating and we'll be true.
You guys still telling this story.
Let's think of something to
do. You think you'll be done with the story when we go back?
No, I doubt it.
While we're waiting till something's through. You know it's really all right. In fact, it's downright quite bright to think of something to do that's specific for you. Let's think of something to do while we're waiting.
All right, let's go back to him.
It's my friend. I'd stop by.
What?
We're like, okay, but for what and how long?
Dude, we can't. We have to.
The friend.
We have to go to bed tonight.
Oh, never. Took shrooms before.
All right, listen, I'm really sorry, but we have to move on. Thank you for calling.
So he's like freaking
out. Oh, God.
And there's all these people just like, nobody knows who he is.
Right, sure. All right, you hold on.
Wow, dude. That was wild.
We can put him on hold, and he'll be on hold, and he'll be telling that story when Clyde Alley comes on.
Yes, 1,000,000%. Oh, my
right.
God.
Who do we want to win?
Okay, I really liked the woman that...
Let me go back to him just to see.
Okay, all right.
He's... And he's dressed like he's going to the beach. Yep. We're just wearing regular clothes still. We have our swim.
All right, you hold on.
Okay.
All right, who do we like?
I like the VW bus.
VW bus.
Yeah, that's Becky.
Becky, who was on mushrooms and had to drive the car.
Yes.
After doing a sobriety test.
The cop showed you how to drive it.
Hey, Becky.
Hey.
You are our winner.
Woo!
Making my family proud one day at a time.
Yes, ma'am. So you just won a 4-pack of Six Flags Magic Mountain tickets, and you're in the running for a pair of 2027 gold passes as well.
Oh, that is awesome. My favorite amusement park in the world.
Woo!
Excellent. Congratulations.
Congrats, Becky.
Nope.
And nope. Like trying to open presents and a piece of the cake.
No.
He's
just like totally freaking out, bro. And we're like trying to calm him down and get him out of there.
We can't keep going, dude. We can't
still
do it.
Oh, my God.
Sorry, man.
All right, we've moved on. And coming up, another chance to win a 4-pack of Six Flags Magic Mountain tickets. That's at 6 on K-Rock.